This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Whether it's your Netflix streaming or something more important, like moving electronic medical records from one place to another, say, the promise of the internet to come rests largely on something called gigabit connectivity, way faster than broadband, or so we are told. Google is starting to build the infrastructure for gigabit internet in a number of places. Kansas City was the first. Austin, Texas is one of the most recent. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson has been down in Austin this week for South by Southwest. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so broadband I get, high speed I get. Talk to me for a second about gigabit internet. What is that?
Okay, so gigabit's sort of like broadband, use some of the same infrastructure, but it's like download an HD movie in like a couple seconds instead of 20 minutes.
All right.
So Google has been rolling out this service called Google Fiber, which is gigabit. The company requires an investment for the infrastructure, but in Kansas City, for instance, if you want regular high-speed internet, you can pay $300 to get a hookup at the house and help invest in that gigabit infrastructure, and then you're done paying for internet for 7 years, which, you know, sounds pretty darn good, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm paying what, $40 a month? You?
Yeah, just about the same. So, yeah, pretty reasonable.
You know, so residential makes sense, right? I mean, obviously, we all want fast movies. I imagine, though, the businesses have sort of different priorities, right?
Yeah, that's true. And Google Fiber rolled out in Kansas City in 2012, and there's been some evidence that they're being able to draw startups there. It also seems like Google thinks this is a good business idea. The company is now rolling this stuff out to 34 cities. It's in 9 different metro areas in the next several years. Atlanta, Salt Lake City, San Jose, Charlotte, these are on the list. But Austin applied for gigabit in 2010.
Yeah, so it's taken 4 years to get to Austin. What's it going to be like, you know, 4 years from now in places?
One place I visited while I was here is UT Austin's Stampede supercomputer. It's the 7th most powerful computer in the country. It's this giant room filled with Intel and Dell processors and servers and hard drives. They pump cold water through the floor to keep everything cold and through the server racks. Stampede has a 10 gigabit connection, so insanely fast.
Yeah.
It's processing things like weather, climate modeling, and some of that stuff couldn't be done even just a couple years ago. Yeah. Now, I don't know how big your house is, Kai, but I doubt you're going to fit Stampede in there.
Yeah, no, not going to happen.
But I did ask the director at the supercomputer about what gigabit internet might do to the way we use internet. And he said, you know, 5 years down the line, if we all have gigabit connections, think about television content being way more interactive. Like, you can maybe drive the narrative in some way or be part of the story in real time, which is kind of interesting.
Which would be cool, except I'm not hearing you say that Los Angeles is going to get that anytime soon in my neck of the woods, right?
I got bad news for both of us. New York, L.A., not on the list. So I guess you and I might have to be used to that pinwheel in our Netflix for a little while longer.
Ben Johnson, he's the host of Marketplace Tech. We got him down in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest. Ben, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.